Well, hi, good morning.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to Neighborhood Church Online. Good to see you here this morning. You know, we had talked about when we were moving. Oh, this is our puppy.
We want to introduce everyone to Mr. Chance. Yeah. He's awake. He's not sleeping all the time. We had to wake him up for this. Yeah.
You know, one of the things we talked about when we were moving into the hub was that we wanted to be closer to each other. We wanted to touch each other. And now we're saying stay home because really for our own health, it's better to not touch each other. So we found that kind of humorous in the middle of all of this that now we're saying stay home. Yeah. But we thought we'd bring our puppy to kind of soften the blow.
He's so cute. He's too cute. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I do think it's hilarious that our big selling point at the auditorium was that we have so much space that we have to get into a smaller space. And we were talking about, we're going to rub elbows and we're going to cough on each other. And somehow that is just not as celebrated right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
are you going to hold on to him the whole time?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
why wouldn't
that's
I?
Great. Well, yeah,
I'm
absolutely
a professional. Yes.
We want to highlight just a couple of things before we... we're going to take some time to practice some breathing exercises as a part of our worship. Chris is going to talk, 10 minutes, an hour, 4 hours? I mean,
no,
why not?
No,
oh, four,
no,
not 4 hours?
None of those.
Oh, I was looking forward to it. And then we'll pray together. But I'm seeing everybody who's showing up to watch. It's so good to see all your names popping up.
Yeah.
Good morning. I hope you're someplace comfortable with a cup of coffee or tea. Or maybe you have your own puppy.
Yeah.
So snuggle in with your puppy this morning. So here's what we want to highlight. If it's your first time and you're watching Neighborhood Church for the first time, welcome. It's so good to see you.
We can't really see them.
Well, in the universe, we feel your presence watching this.
We see your names just pop up on the bottom over and over again. Hi, Lori Rogers. It's great to see you.
So if it is your first time, check out our website. You can register there. And one of the things that we like to do for people who are showing up, whether you're you have a seat here at the church or you're just watching us for the first time, is we would love to send you a gift card to Gordy's. And then you can go there and grab a cup of coffee.
Stay 6 feet away from everyone though.
Or you can wait because they're open all through the whole summer and into the fall. But we'll send you a little handwritten card with that in it just to say thanks for being a part of community, because we can do community in lots of ways. And so we're really good at doing hard things. And so for the next couple of weeks, we're gonna be meeting this way, if you hadn't heard that already. So through the Sundays in March, you can check us out at Facebook Live, and we'll be meeting like this. I don't know if we'll have our dog. Maybe we'll just get different dogs every week, or baby animals in general, just kind of help us to help us calm down and
no one's
feel
listening
safe.
To you because they're looking.
They're staring at the dog. Yeah. I know. Blah blah blah.
Also, if you want to get more information about who we are as a community, or find ways that you can give, or even get more connected, and even ways you might have questions of how can you receive help, you can go to our neighborhoodchurchmn.org. Mm-hmm. Yes, the longest website name ever.
Absolutely.
Let me. You're supposed to say something about that though. I don't remember. Okay.
Maybe
you've
got
time. If you have questions you want us to answer today,
yes.
We have our buddy Dietrich Winter is
12 feet away,
smashing the like button for us. So you can put your questions in the comments, and at the end, Dee's going to bring them up so we can answer any questions you might have about what's happening in our community, questions mm-hmm. of ways you can serve or be generous, or you just want to ask a dog a couple of questions, and I'll do a cute dog voice. You're like, yes, I know algebra.
One of the groups that we partner with right now. So there are a lot of things are changing. We know you guys are getting lots of information all the time, that your email has been blowing up, and that things are being canceled and changed. We even know right now that the governor is making an announcement about some things. So we're gonna be open to all that information and make the best decisions that we can. You're probably finding that a lot of the decisions people are making in their lives, maybe you agree with wholeheartedly or you don't. We're going to be how about open-handed with that, and we're going to trust that people will make wise choices, and that we get to do that as well, that we get to decide what's the best for us in the season, and we're going to choose to not judge right away, right? We're going to have our initial reaction.
Yes.
We're going to have our initial reaction to things, But we can trust that we're going to keep ourselves safe, that we're going to be able to listen to good and wise information. If you need to check in with people about that, we'd say go for it. But one of the programs that we partner with, which is Second Harvest Food Bank, we are still running that mobile pantry. As of right now, we're still going to be doing the mobile food pantry this Thursday at 9:30. If you find yourself that you're a volunteer there and it's just not the best decision for you to volunteer right now, we trust that and we say that's good. Keep yourself at home. If you're somebody who you feel up to taking over someone's volunteer position, then that would be great. You could show up at Our Savior's Church this Thursday at 9:30 to help. We're still gonna be giving out food to everybody. And one of the things, you can do this, you can check out their website, because one of the things they're working on is they're doing like an emergency box. So you can fund an emergency box so people can show up at one site instead of having to travel to four or five different sites to collect all the food they might need in a month. You can fund that box, and then people can go to one site, pick up the box of food that they need for the month. So that's a really helpful
tip. So you can still practice social distancing and helping at the mobile food pantry.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything else that you wanna
We're share? Checking our list that we put on the wall that we're trying not to pretend we're not looking at. No, I think
that's looking at the list.
That's good.
We all have lists. Everybody's making lists right now, right?
I don't know what that means.
Well, you made this list, I made a list. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna transition into a time of worship. That's usually what we do here on Sunday mornings, but we're gonna do it a little different this morning. We're gonna practice some breathing together. And I'll grab my phone. I'm gonna put on a little music behind us so we can hear this together. Part of the reason we're doing this is that when we deal with a lot of stress or a lot of anxiety and we feel like things aren't, we can't control them, it seems like in our bodies we start to breathe really short. We take really short breaths, or maybe we're not even breathing at all. Maybe some of you who wear those Apple watches, your watch has been telling you to breathe or get up and move or sit down. I don't have one, so that's just my guess. I remember people telling me that. But what we're going to practice here for a little bit is a tool for you to use so that when you find yourself throughout this week or new information comes your way, what can you do to stop, to be present with your own body, to be present with God, so that you can handle the information that's coming your way. So it's a bit like taking your foot off the gas. I don't know if that's maybe something you're feeling right now where you feel like either your foot's on the gas or somebody else's foot is on the gas in your life and life is just speeding by and you have no control. And for a lot of things, we don't have control, but we can control our breathing. We can control our responses to things. So I'm gonna put on some music. What I would encourage you to do is for this practice, if you wanna stand or if you wanna sit someplace comfortably, laying down isn't always the best for practicing this. If you need to, I'm not gonna know because I can't see what you're doing, but my encouragement would be find a place where you can put your feet on the floor, whether you're sitting or you're standing. And just start to engage with your breath as normally. Just how what's the pattern of your breath right now? You don't have to try to change it right now, but just engage with your breath. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath. Let those shoulders drop from your ears a bit. Position for your hands, whether that's open or if you want to rest them on your legs. Or for some of you, maybe it's even placing it on your chest. Sometimes even that pressure helps us to relax. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and feel that air. Where do you most feel the air? Is it right on the inside of your nostrils? Feel it in the back of your throat. Just stay here for a moment and engage with, where do you find your breath? Where do you feel it? and let that breath go in through your nose. Feel it all the way into your lungs. And then exhale through your mouth. And if you'd like, you can turn this into a prayer. We breathe all day long, and we know in scripture it even tells us that that we're encouraged to pray without ceasing. And so you can stay with that, the idea that you're praying without ceasing, or that you're breathing without ceasing. And so on the inhale, I would encourage you to find a word for the divine, for God. And you say that on the inhale. One of the things I like to say is, Jesus, on the inhale, and then I exhale, I belong to you. So take a moment with your breath. What is the word for God that is meaningful for you, that makes you feel connected and cared for, noticed? Those shoulders again. If you found that some tension has crept in, let those shoulders drop. And on your inhale now, try to work that breath right down, even in, down into your abdomen. So a deeper breath now. And exhale. Receive the breath. That we receive God's life in on every breath. We're going to stay here for one more minute. Taking that breath in and releasing it out. Just be engaged with where our breath is. You have permission to just stay with your breath today. Take that breath up into your head. Engage that breath in through your head. Down through your chest. And release. This time on your inhale, take that breath all the way down to your feet. That you are rooted and grounded in love. Your hands on your chest. And you can say that word for God and your phrase. Oh, for me, Jesus, I do, I belong to you. And friends, stay with your breath today. Even as Chris, we're going to transition over to Chris speaking for a little bit. But even as you find today, as maybe some anxiety begins to increase, as things are changing in the world around us, stop even for a minute. And remember, you get to stay with your breath all day. You get to take those long drinks of oxygen in, and that you get to push out the carbon dioxide. And it's bringing all that life into your lungs and into your brain so that we can make really good, positive decisions. And God set our brains and our bodies up in a beautiful way to be able to handle stress when it comes our way. We get to choose to say yes to that today too. So I'm gonna pass it off to Chris.
All right, hey friends. I think we're gonna do like a 20-minute break. You guys get some more coffee. All right, I'm only gonna be talking for several minutes. I really appreciate all of you being here. I see Tracy and Christy and Taylor and Hank and Jamie. Nice to see you, everyone. Again, if you have more questions or things you'd like Nikki and I to speak to at the end of this, just throw those questions on the comments. So we are in our series of Lent called Light. And we are made to be with one another. We're made to be in community. One of the ways that we've been able to, as humans, even just survive is having a pack of people, having like your people around. And for like a long, for thousands and thousands of years, we've been able to survive is because we had people around us. We were able to share information about where to go, where to find water, where to find food. We were able to communicate what is healthy and what is not, what jokes you laugh at, what jokes don't you laugh at. I know for us, if for our community of friends and being able to do what we've done professionally, there's no way we could have done it without a whole community of people supporting us through the whole that whole season. And something happens, right? When someone or something, like I imagine the governor right now is telling everyone that the schools are going to be closed. I don't know that for sure because we're on at the same time. But imagine that's what he's doing. When someone or something disrupts your system, disrupts like your normal rhythm, something gets exposed, right? Of where we're used to being able to go to Applebee's whenever I want to go to Applebee's because I'm an adult. I can go when I want, right? When someone says you got to pause that vacation, you got to pause that trip, you got to pause being able to do the things you normally get to do, what gets exposed is something that's always been there, but you just kind of keep underneath the surface. It might be fear, it might be anger. For me, it's anxiety. I am an anxious person. This is something I've discovered about myself in the last couple of years. And I don't like my anxiety to peak. I don't like it when it comes out. It is coming out, imagine this, a lot. And I'm also like a amateur level. I don't know, like what is a very low level germaphobe? I don't know if there's any other low level germaphobes out there. If you are, smash that like button. I've always wanted to say that. but so when all that's happening, my anxiety peaks and I am embarrassed about my anxiety at times. I like to keep it buried underneath because there's something inside me that says, if I'm anxious, it means I'm not strong. I don't have it all together. If I was a really good pastor, I was a really good man, a really healthy human, I'd be able to like bear it. I'd be able to just to process through it rationally. When my anxiety happens, my head just starts spinning. And this is what happens. Like we say often, you find out what's really inside of you when you get squeezed. What's gonna come out of you is because that's inside of you. We get exposed and we don't like to be exposed. There's like not a whole lot of scenarios where even the word exposed is positive, right? I even like thought, I'm like, hey, honey, wanna be exposed? that doesn't even sound good. That doesn't even sound healthy, right? There's not any time of where exposed is great. But it's funny, when we read about Jesus, we see the interactions Jesus has with people. Jesus exposes the fullness of who they are. And it's a beautiful thing. And we see this in John chapter 4. Jesus is on his way to Galilee, and he has to go through Samaria. But most rabbis would go around that part of the neighborhood, around those people, because they viewed them as less than. They viewed them as, as somewhat dirty. Imagine any kind of racial bias terms or words you'd use or you've heard. It would be kind of geared that way. And Jesus being Jesus, he's like, yeah, I don't play that with that same energy. I'm not in that plot. So Jesus walks right through it, and it's hot, and he's thirsty. And John highlights that it's the middle of the day. And John does this all the time to let you know about the light. And here it's the hottest part of the day. The sun is in the fullness, and everything's exposed. So Jesus goes to this well. And at this well, there's a woman. And Jesus participated in the Billy Graham rule, so he said, I can't be alone with you at this well. I'm sorry. If you were a man, we could have this interaction. I'm joking, right? Jesus breaks the Billy Graham rule and sits down with her and strikes up this conversation and breaks several of these boundaries, right? From a man and a woman, from a rabbi talking to a Samaritan. And Jesus strikes up conversation and he begins to show the fullness of not just who he is, but invites her to be in the fullness of who she is. And he says, I'm thirsty. And she's like, well, you didn't bring anything to draw water from. And then Jesus says, but if you drink of me, friend, you'll never thirst again. There is this invitation to receive this transformational love, this really even mystic thing that Jesus is speaking to. And then he says, yeah, and you should go home and talk to your husband. And she says, I don't have a husband. And Jesus reads her mail and says, yeah, you have five, and the person you're with right now isn't your husband. And it's interesting, because I imagine that this woman, when she's been found out, exposed, or seen, it's usually followed up with shame, judgment, or abuse of a man saying, oh, you do that? Well, now you're going to do that for me. And it's just with this belittling, this owning, and people should never own people. And Jesus here speaks to who she is, to her lived experience, to the fullness of who she is, and he doesn't mock her. He doesn't judge her. Even now, when you hear the word sex worker, there's probably a lot of us who would think of, ooh, really? Jesus doesn't play with that energy. He says, this is the real you. This is who you are, and it belongs, and you are included. And if you drink, he doesn't go to, hey, make sure you go out and do X, Y, and Z and get it all figured out and be a great human. Then if you are thirsty, Jesus speaks right to the need. He invites her to say, come to me. Then he points to the temple. And he doesn't mock, like the way that they viewed the divine, the way that they worship was slightly different than the way that rabbis would, right? Just slightly different. And he doesn't demonize it. He doesn't criticize it. He doesn't say, now get to the real team. Come to our side, right? He just says, there's going to come a day where you're not even going to need the temple. Jesus elevates the conversation that there is a new way of being human. There's a different way of operating. And it is in this deep sense of love that the real you is not a threat to this good and beautiful life. And it is radically available to you. The other, the different, the marginalized. And all you have to do is take it in. Jesus exposes with this light that there is life everywhere. So what she does is naturally, right? It's like if you have ever met Brian LaCour, I hope Brian is on here. If you ever met Brian LaCour, you're going to find out within like 30 seconds that he is a CrossFit guy. And Saturday mornings he does his, what do you call it? His Murphs, right? Because he loves talking about himself and he's a specimen, so he can do that. But you're going to find out because he's passionate about it, right? When you have a transformational experience, you want to share. That's why do I talk about Carlton and Chud Lake so much? Because it's heaven on earth, right? You are transformed when you step into that place. And she goes around and she begins to tell the people in the town, and they know who she is, right? They know who she is. And she begins to share, oh, hey, Matt Curtala, he's no big deal, class of 99, Carlton. Nice to see you, Matt. Back to the life's transformational message, right? She goes around and shares this story, this love with everyone and is engaging. And then Jesus ends up staying for two more days and the whole town is like beginning to fall into this step, into this rhythm, into this way of being human, this way of doing life of love. So two things, before Nikki's gonna come up here and read a benediction for us. Two things, the first one is this. Where do you need that life? Where are you thirsty? Where are you exposed? With COVID-19, school possibly closing, with the market, with money, your kids possibly being home, and what's it going to cost you with your mental health, what's going to cost you to your rhythm. I mean, there's with your neighbors who might have an illness or might have a respiratory disease. Like, where are you feeling that anxiousness? Where are you feeling that fear? And it's there, it exists, and you are not less than because you have that friend. That light is exposing the fullness of who you are, and Jesus says that you are loved. And you can receive that life, you can receive that love. And the second thing is, how can we see other people? This is an outstanding opportunity for us to maybe learn our neighbor's names, hand out our cell phone number so people can text and share if they hear any news or ways we can show up. If you know someone with mental health issues, send them a message. If you know someone in your neighborhood who could probably use some food, bring them a meal. If you find out someone who has to self-quarantine themselves, like we can speak up and notice and say, we see you. Because when fear comes, we want to isolate, we want to withdraw, and we might have to self-quarantine, but we can still be deeply connected. And there's something life-giving and beautiful when we can say, I see you. So friends, we can do hard things. I really do miss like being in this place. Empty is just weird. And I can't wait till we can all be together. If you need something, right? This is what Nikki and I do. This is our job. This is our profession, is that we love to help and better connect people. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. So here is the benediction.
Hi friends. This is from the book Glory Happening by Caitlin Curtis. And this is her prayer, and I'm going to share it with us today. Oh God, in these corners of our lives, speak. These days, govern and pour out the gift of your truth over our daily lives, so that when this is over and done with, we are still there with you. We are still surrounded by Christ's grace and spirit breath and God provision. Hallelujah for where we are now and where we will be tomorrow. Amen. So, friends, we love you, we care for you deeply, and we just say go in grace and truth with God. And we will see you next week right here at 10 a.m. for services.